I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of afternoons is brought to you by Eagle Bank.
All right, back up. He goes driving on the lane, draws up. Oh my goodness! Wow! Everybody, step back. We need some space.
Awesome. Shit. He fouled me every time. Do I say cool? I'm cool. Oh man, get off here.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was just a little snippet of the audio from the viral video making the rounds this week on social media. Brian Scalabrine versus
George the Messiah.
The Messiah on the streetball courts of New York. And joining us on the line now, as he does each and every week, is Brian Scalabrine. He is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Perfecting the art of fresh. By John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when drains don't flow, and by findmassmoney.gov. So, Scal, we have to start there. What the hell was going on that basketball court?
I mean, the guy called me out. I mean, what do you want me to do? I'm just going to allow that to happen?
Nope.
I can't allow that to happen.
Oh, boy.
So, I had to...
Show him.
I mean, I don't know. I sent a message. Like, you, a New York street baller calling me out? That's so disrespectful.
So, were you happy with your performance?
I mean, for preparing very little, I got like a million things. I got a million things going on right now. I guess, I was happy with the outcome. How about that? I was happy with everyone. Like, I was really worried in today's day and age that people were going to call me a bully. So I'm really happy that people didn't call me a bully.
Well, he was giving it to you. I always feel like, whenever I play someone one-on-one, all they do is hold, clutch, foul me, and then wear my ass down so that when I'm up 10-0, I got no gas left in my tank. That felt like that was a strategy for that guy.
Yeah, and I've seen him play before, and what you guys don't see is like he's got like eight guys with him trying to intimidate you. And luckily for me, I have like I had two of my coaches from my AAU team, Team White Mamba, and those guys drove down, and those guys were talking crazy, crazy trash. And they were 100% intimidated right from the beginning. You're not going to win the psychological warfare with me. And at the end result was no one thinks I'm a bully, so I'm happy with the end result.
Yeah, Scal, I went to school two blocks around the corner, and I used to go down there for free entertainment when I was broke in college and watch games at West 4th. And It's awesome. And your trash talking level, and you're like acting like Maximus, just like yelling at the crowd, like, I'm closer to LeBron than you're close to me. Like, you took it up a notch, and it was impressive. I was worried, like, that just sort of having to go cold out in the court, that maybe you were going to, like, pull a hammy or
something. Oh, no. I play, like, enough. Just you know enough. What I mean? Like, I jump in with my team. Like, I have a workout later on today with, like, some of my players, and I get in just enough to know, you know, like, nowadays, you don't just pull a hammy. You actually know, like, oh, man, I'm, like, a little bit tight. But I made sure that I took care. The only way he was going to beat me was if I got hurt, so I just made sure I warmed up. Another thing, like, when I was warming up, he was like, check ball. Like, he was getting all mad at me.
I love it.
You know, when you're, like, talk to Ted. When you're a pro or former pro, you're not skipping steps, man. You're taking your time. You're doing what you need to do, man. It's just like you get in a routine. I don't care what I look like. You know, I'm not like, what is it, Jim Carrey and Cable Guy with, like, running the line, but I don't care what I look like. I'm not pulling a muscle. I know the proper steps to go through. And he was, even then, he was getting mad at me for warming up.
Which is great. Did you ever go to Rucker Park, by the way?
I've been there once as a net player, and the game wasn't that good, so I didn't play in it, but I've never played at Rucker.
Yeah. Okay. That's
is this a little thing? I feel like that court should have had chain nets.
Yeah, it should have.
Yeah.
That was missing.
Do courts ever have chain nets anymore?
You know what? It's a huge liability, you know, like, the hooks end up grabbing people and hands and stuff like that. So they do a good job. I think nowadays people come through and, you know, they get kind of worn out, and they think those nets look good. They were fresh, and, you know, you don't always see that. Sometimes you don't get nets, but no, that ended up being like a pretty good event.
So last question on this, because I always think about this when I do something that might be on the internet or might be dumb or maybe both. What was the reaction of, like, your wife, your son, Drew Carter, your boys, people in your world when the video went viral?
Yeah, so it's very very different. all the people you named, except for my wife, like, you know, she's like, you know, your kids go to a school. Like, I live in Dover. You know, like,
you must have gotten so much cred for this, dude.
Oh, yeah. Street of dudes like you and normal, like, you know, like the dudes on the street. Yeah, but I do have a wife. It doesn't matter. Whatever happens, your wife is always, like, the one that's not going to understand, like, the whole thing, you know. She's just not. Like, she doesn't get it. Like, she doesn't understand. Like I'm trying to explain to her, like, babe, I'm not that special of a human being. I got to do crazy stuff so people think I'm relevant, you know? Like, she doesn't understand it. She's like, why doesn't everyone like you? I like you, but no, it's not like that, babe. If I didn't play this dude one-on-one, I don't have street cred. So, it's everybody was cool. Like, all my boys were texting me. They're crying emojis. Like, oh, man, way to give it to him. All that's been good. I was at the Garden last night. I didn't do the game. I was just, like, sitting there chilling. And the response has been good, except for my wife was like, you know, your kids got to, like, go to school. And I asked one of my daughters, I go, so did that come across your feed? Because she don't know anything I do. She has no idea. She knows I, you know, but all of a sudden she's going through TikTok and she saw it and she's like, huh. I guess that's my dad's side quest. Like, whatever he wants to do, just go ahead. So that was, but, you know, for the most part, the reaction, probably the same reaction you guys had, probably funny, laughing, and like, oh, man, street cred on 100. That's pretty much what it's been.
Hey, Scott, you were at the game, you know, being a public figure. Everyone knows where you're at. So we all knew that you were at the game for your birthday last night. In attendance, just watching the game. No JT, no JP, JB, excuse me, and it, no problem. I mean, you know, you see Drew Holiday step up, Derek White. Just your thoughts from last night's game. Anything stand out to you watching that game last night? Even Baylor Shireman comes in and does what he did. Just your big takeaway from last night's game.
Yeah, my takeaway last night has been the same takeaway for the last – ever since, like, Pritchard and White went for 40, it's like, how amazing – of a luxury does Coach Mazzulla, Brad Stevens, Celtic fans, whatever you want to say, that our best players can sit out. And, you know, Derek White didn't play well, you know, initially made some shots late. Peyton Pritchard didn't do a crazy Peyton Pritchard day. And Baylor Shireman, a guy who no one probably expected to do that, goes off for 20. And that is, you know, we have a Drew Peterson that can go off. We have all kinds of different players. I think Jordan Walsh has won us a game this year. And it's just – that's a testament to Brad and Joe Mazzulla and the coaching staff. Like, it's not easy to stay ready. And like from a guy that's like, you know, I was on the in the rotation, out of the rotation, it's hard to stay ready. And it seems like these guys or Joe Mazzulla, they all push the right buttons and they go with the guys who are playing with energy. And, you know, in Boston, you can have a name outside of Tatum and Brown. But, you know, I've seen Pritchard finish a game where Holiday was sitting. You know, I've seen him. I think it was the fourth quarter. You see how Joe Mazzulla just like sat Derek White out a lot and allowed other guys to play out. Like that stuff is, I think that's exactly what you want to do from your bench is like play certain guys and when they're rolling, try to maximize every second you can from them. And I thought that that was a good example of that. It does seem like we're always intrigued by this team when they have their guys sitting out. We always get these great performances by this individual or that individual. And it's another example of that. I mean, we're really good and we were playing the Nets, so I get all that, but it is cool to see like the different chances that everyone has kind of gone through and had their moment throughout this season. And it's, we make fun of it, me and Drew say, who's going to step up to this, like a cliche, but literally like a different guy steps up all the time. And I think that's a really cool thing and a really cool luxury to have if you're a Celtic fan and all that.
Oh, Brian Scalabrine joining us here on WEEI Afternoons. Baylor Shireman had a big game. Is there any chance that he has a role with this team in the postseason? Was that a taste of things to come, or is this just fun at the end of the season and then we'll get to the short bench and rotation?
Yeah, I think we're definitely going to have a short bench, but you know, it's all about momentum. It's, you know, it's momentum and what he could carry over. If it's can he carry it through the postseason and get a chance to play 2 minutes? What about go to summer league and have a big summer league? You know, he started out really slow, missing a lot of shots and stuff like that. So, you know, can he carry this momentum into being like the player that you want him to be? So I think that that's more than anything, anybody that plays well right now is looking at it like that. You never know what it looks like, off season looks like, with trades and everything like that. I'm not saying he's going to get traded. I'm just saying you never know. But, you know, but I do think like knowing that you have a guy that can do that, it might give you kind of some luxuries, you know, moving forward. You know, we are a team that's in that second apron. So you just never know what a team or the Celtics you're going to decide to do to save salary or anything like that. It could be give Baylor Shireman a bigger role, or, you know, teams are really interested in him. You can, like, you know, move him for somebody else. You just never know what offseason is going to look like. But it's good that he played well. I'm not sure that I think, like, Peyton Pritchard is going to be fighting for minutes in this thing. Like, that's just how these, like, the playoffs go. And maybe even Sam Hauser at that point, right? So it's, I think looking at this team, it's a good thing for him. He's got to continue to get some momentum, but we'll see what the summer kind of looks like.
That was an exciting performance, though, to say the least. The crowd, without the two big stars there last night.
First three, he's given the chef's kiss.
Oh, I loved it.
But
he's got a beautiful step back three. Like, it's such an easy stroke, too, Scal. Like, I understand he's not going to probably get rotational time, but it's nice to know you have that kind of depth there. Speaking, though,
And just like to complete that circle, it's like he didn't shoot it well at the beginning. He might, like, he was like thumbing the ball or anything. And your guys are exactly right. His shot is, I don't know if he's improved or is he back to where he was in college or whatever, but man, it looks faster, quicker. How about the one he caught and didn't even bring it down? Like, there's some improvement there, and you know that's awesome that he's putting in the work and getting his chance to show it.
And regarding the starters and the stars the rest of the way, how do you expect the, you know, for lack of better phrasing, load management to be with Tatum and especially Brown? Like, 14 games to go, you know, none of them a must win. They're pretty much locked into the two spot, which is where we all want to see them before the play or heading into the playoffs. So how do you expect Mazzulla to handle rolling out the stars and the starters the rest of the way?
Yeah, you know what? I expect like a couple staggering, you know, let's say Tatum and Brown staggering, but I expect there to be a few games where they try their rotational minutes right from the start of the game and all the way probably through the third quarter. So rotational minutes in the playoffs for Jason Tatum would probably be 18 minutes straight. So you'll probably bounce on the, you know, the two timeouts in the first quarter, go through the quarter, get to that 7 minute mark under seven, and then he'll probably go out. So like something like, you'll see the guys do that. You'll see them what they play big minutes in the third quarter and then probably maybe sit them for the fourth quarter. I kind of think they're going to start trending upwards. Remember, those guys are going to be playing probably 40 minutes a night, 42 minutes a night. You have to build up to that. You can't just all of a sudden just go to that. So we might see a lot of that, like those guys stretching their minutes out as opposed to playing like the short stints that they currently do right now. So probably, you know, like you'll see this group healthy and we'll see them like, all right, this is our playoff rotation and we'll probably do it for three quarters.
Scal, I made the argument today in my opening take that, you know, I just feel like, especially if they face OKC in the finals, that Kristaps Porzingis is a very, very much an important player for this team. Last night, he was just playing out of his mind. I mean, 25 points, he was a plus 12, three blocks. What do you think's more important from him? Do you think his offense or his interior defense is more important for this team?
Defense, yeah. I think offensively we can pick up the slack no matter what, and the numbers would show it. But our restricted area defense, when he has played, has always been one or two when he's in the game. And what's amazing is in the games that he plays, even when he's off the floor, our interior defense is a lot better. So when you're playing against Oklahoma City, I totally think like they drive the ball more than anybody. You have to be selective with your help so you're not in rotation the whole time, and having Porzingis at the rim would be a big factor. So I'm 100% with you. If you're going to beat them, and I say the Cavs as well, you know, like I think like those two, Porzingis wasn't as important to the team last year. Like we probably could have won a championship without him. I don't think that we would win a championship without Porzingis this year. I just feel like if we play Cleveland in the finals and Oklahoma City in the conference finals, like in a way, he becomes one of the more valuable pieces for us, because it's in the NBA, guys are just deterred from driving when they see a 7-3 shot blocker in there. They don't even go to gather and score. They almost drive the pass, and that is a massive difference for your team, and it allows Al Horford to slide into his role. So I'm with you. I just think that the East is better because of Cleveland. The West is like Oklahoma City's way better than Dallas was last year. Mm-hmm. And if we face them, Porzingis is going to be a necessity.
Scal, it's 65 games for the All-NBA in the awards, right? You have to play in 65. Is that mm-hmm. right? With Jaylen Brown at 56 games, is that a consideration for him? Is that a consideration by the team to get him over that 65 for potential All-NBA or anything like that?
I don't know. He already got the Supermax contract when
yep.
he was.
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know if they're going to, like, if he has back spasms, I don't know if they're going to push it just to get all NBA. The thing that Jaylen Brown has openly talked about is making all defensive team. And you won't be able to do that if you don't play the 65 games. Right. But yeah, I think like, I'm not sure that that's high on their priority list. I think it's health, you know, getting right, you know, like working your body up. You don't want Jaylen Brown to sit out and not play until you go to the playoffs. But I don't know if, you know, how many games you say he's nine away with 16, with 15 to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll probably get nine. They want guys to be playing right now. You don't want guys sitting out like that. So I think just from a, like the standpoint of getting ready for the playoffs, you want to start ramping guys up. So if, let's just say that back lingers for a day, one more game, let's just say it, I still think they'll be kind of ramping him up and he'll be able to hit that number. And, you know, then it's just a matter of if the voters want to vote him all defense.
All right, Scal, we got to wish you happy birthday.
Happy birthday, big guy.
But the only thing I could think of is I'm watching the game last night. You get the game off. It's your birthday. And where do you go? To watch the Celtics? There was nothing else you wanted to do?
I mean, my life is like really simple. Like everyone says it, but it's like, I don't really have any hobbies and stuff. Like earlier in that day, I worked out some of my like varsity players for Team White Mamba, and I got a little chance to take a nap, and I'm like, what else do I have in my life besides this? I have my family and they wanted to go. I don't have like hobbies. I keep trying to tell people that, and everyone wonders, what do you do? Like right now, I'm gonna go work my son out, and then I go work out from 6 to 7:30. So this is what I do. Like this, there's nothing else in my life right now. I have my family and I have basketball. So that's where else would I want to go besides the Celtic games?
There you go, buddy.
Perfect. You love what you love. Good for you. You love what you. Yes, Stiz. You have a question for Scal?
Real quick, Scal. I just wanted to say, as a lifelong kid from Boston, a Celtics fan, it was great to see that George the Messiah call you out over the weekend, and with real quick, you respond, go to New York, put the beats on him. That's what we do here. Boston victory.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. I know it's amazing. I'm 6'9", 260, maybe even more right now because Ted's been pinching my fat. Like this David versus Goliath story, I was David in this situation. Hey, man, I'll take it. But at no point did I ever feel like I was the underdog in this situation.
How you be, Scal? How
All
you
right,
be?
Scal, have a good week. We'll talk to you next week, man.
All right, see you.
All right, see you, bud.
That was tremendous. So, Brian Scalabrine, king of the streetball courts of New York, and as Stiz said, represented Boston and his family quite well. I mean, his wife may not have loved it, but everybody else seemed to love it, so that's all that matters. Did what he had to do. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we'll talk about a couple things Scal said, and one that he said in particular that both Ted and I and Fitzy all kind of looked at each other and raised our eyebrows a little bit. We'll touch on that. And we'll also touch on the best finals matchups that the NBA might have and whether that includes your Boston Celtics. But first, we got Dan Ball with what's trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. New this afternoon from ESPN's Mike Reese, the Patriots are signing linebacker Jack Gibbons to a one-year deal. Gibbons spent the last three seasons with the Tennessee Titans. He was a restricted free agent this offseason, but did not receive a tender offer. Elsewhere in the NFL, free agent offensive tackle Cam Robinson is signing a one-year deal with the Houston Texans. The deal is worth $14.5 million next season, and the Bears are signing former All-Pro return Devin Duvernay to a one-year contract. The Red Sox defeated the Detroit Tigers 6-4 at home in spring training play. Jarren Duran led off the bottom of the first with a home run. He finished the day 2-for-4, while Marcelo Meyer went 1-for-3 with an RBI triple in his first spring game at second base. Earlier today, the Dodgers finished off a two-game sweep of the Tokyo series, doubling up the Cubs 6-3. The Celtics won their third game in a row last night, beating the Brooklyn Nets 104-96 at TD Garden. It was the first game all season in which neither Jason Tatum nor Jaylen Brown played. Kristaps Porzingis, meanwhile, led all scorers with 25 points. And per WEEI's Justin Turpin, last night marked the Celtics' 37th 50-win season, the most in NBA history. The Bruins visit the Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow night. It's the first of a five-game Western swing for Boston, who sits 4 points out of the final wildcard spot in the East. And finally, North Carolina and Alabama State won their respective March Madness first four play-in games last night, taking down San Diego State and St. Francis. Visit the 99 Restaurant Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal. Your favorite chicken and sausage al forno is back at the Nines for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the Nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Remember, those guys are going to be playing probably 40 minutes a night, 42 minutes a night. You have to build up to that. You can't just all of a sudden just go to that. So we might see a lot of that, like those guys stretching their minutes out as opposed to playing like the short stints that they currently do right now. So probably, you know, like you'll see this group healthy and we'll see them like, all right, this is our playoff rotation and we'll probably do it for three quarters.
NBC Sports Boston's Brian Scalabrine, king of the court, just a few moments ago here.
Good for Scal.
I
tell you what, if some dude calls me out at my age, I'm like, all right, you win. Right. Yeah, you're better than me. Good job. I wouldn't make.
But it's
I don't want to, you know, go out there and I'd hurt myself. You know, I don't want guys yelling. Like, what did Scal have to prove? He had more to lose than he had to gain by playing in that game.
Yes and no. He's right. He earned street cred.
He took a chance and it paid off.
He had confidence. I mean, he is a former NBA player. There is still that.
And Scal will rightfully tell you that even like guys that were whatever, last on the bench for any NBA team will kick anybody's ass that calls them out on the street that thinks that they're better than the last guy on an NBA bench.
Absolutely. And speaking of the Celtics bench, he brought that up. He talked about the way the end of the season will tail off with actually the minutes for the stars and the starters increasing. We've talked about this a little bit before. I've heard Scal talk about this before. You need to ramp up the minutes to prepare them for 40-plus minutes in a playoff game, night after night. Well, not night after night in the playoffs, but game after game in a playoff series. And that, obviously, those minutes come from somewhere, could lead to the cutting of minutes for other people. I was surprised, though, honestly, that he said Peyton Pritchard will, you know, struggle to get his minutes. And you're talking about, I think, the expected, projected sixth man of the year in the NBA, award winner, one of the best bench players, obviously, in the league. But he just set the record for the most threes off the bench by an NBA player. And so forget guys like Shireman. He mentioned Sam Hauser, you know, could struggle to find the court as you tighten that.
Oh, yeah.
But I have a feeling this is a little bit like the Red Sox rotation, the old six-man rotation that's down to like 3.5 guys right now. Something will happen. Somebody will roll an ankle. Somebody will need a breather. Peyton Pritchard is going to be a key contributor for this team in the postseason.
It has to be.
I firmly believe that.
I think so. So you got Tatum averaging about 36 minutes. Jaylen averaging 35. You heard Scal say, you know, those guys will probably get 40, 42 minutes.
Yep.
And so right now, shockingly, you know, you got Pritchard at averaging 28 minutes right now. And so theoretically, if those guys probably are getting, you know, 5-6 extra minutes a night in the playoffs, then I would probably subtract 5 or 6 minutes from what Peyton Pritchard is currently at, which is pretty good amount of minutes. Shocked to see that he averages 8 minutes more a game than Sam Hauser does. Sam Hauser in 59 games was only averaging 20 minutes a game.
I'm not. I mean, Peyton Pritchard has been balling out this year. What's he averaging, 19 points a game? 17, somewhere between 17 and 19. Like, he's having
14 points.
Okay.
14 points.
14 points.
Of course, Fitzy fluffed it up for him.
I had Shireman on the mind. Sorry. I was on the Shire.
14. He rounds that up to 20. He's averaging 20 points a game.
See, he's a guy. He's all NBA. But, Ted, the idea that the Celtics have the starting five that they do and have the ability to call in Hauser, Cornette, Pritchard, and Horford, or depending on how Porzingis is doing, and now Shireman and Pritchard. This is a, like,
cup runs over.
It is. It really does. Mm-hmm. It absolutely does, to a point where if you go down a starter, or if you're out a shooter, or someone is ice cold, you have multiple options you can put in, from the wee smalls all the way up to the really big dudes who can knock a three down whenever you need it on a moment's notice.
A lot of people would hammer us for glorifying the bench, but Hauser's been here a few years. Pritchard's been here for at least 3 or 4 years. These guys have earned their minute. They've proven to us they're not defensive liabilities anymore.
Nope.
They got a good, they got a great shooting stroke. They're confident, and they're professional NBA players now. They're not just bit pieces that you hope will turn into, you know, viable bench options. They're better than that now.
And now I'll play the green teamer homer side of the street, and I don't know if that's Fitzy's side of the street or Stiz. There's a lot of run on
the
text line.
It's fine.
That Stiz is the homer on the show now. Either way, there might be some blowout victories for this team in the early rounds of the postseason, where you're going to get a chance to treat it like a regular season game and get Tatum off the court, get Brown off the court, and that's where Hauser and those guys will be expected to take the baton of a big lead and finish out a playoff game. They're going to blow somebody out in the early rounds of the playoffs.
Gosh, yes.
There will be 20-point victories for the Celtics in the early rounds of the playoffs.
So like, there's a chance a Shireman or someone else may get some late minutes and be draining like extra dagger threes.
No doubt.
And that hurts for another team, playoff team, and they're like, oh my God, what we're getting embarrassed in a playoff game. So that's one thing, because I do think the Celtics are headed towards an NBA Finals, and that's the topic that they had on ESPN First Take, debating what the best finals matchups might be, and we have some audio from that.
Intriguing finals matchup. Contrary to popular belief, it is not Boston versus L.A., okay, because I think that Boston would slaughter L.A. I don't give L.A. a chance against Boston, okay? Boston and OKC obviously would be a very tantalizing matchup, but not box office. But both the tantalizing matchup on the basketball court and box office, ready for this, Shay Shay?
Lakers-Cavs.
Lakers-Cavs.
Worst take ever. Worst take ever. Now, we got to let
first take with the worst take. No.
Just rename the show, Worst Take. That was flat out dumb.
That's hate.
We didn't let him finish his point, though. His point was LeBron going back to Cleveland.
I don't care.
Does the world care?
No, most people hate LeBron. I think more people hate LeBron than love him.
Do you think more people, all the haters will be watching.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're talking about the matchup in terms of popularity and eyeballs on TV screens.
So Celtics, Lakers
and Stephen
is up
A
there.
Thinks it's Lakers versus Cavs. Because of LeBron going home.
But then he dismisses Lakers-Celtics. The eyeballs will be on it. Whether it's a sweep or not, I think that was Perk maybe in the background. It was like, sweep, just said in that deep voice.
Yeah.
It might be a sweep. The world will watch because it's Celtics-Lakers. Because LeBron and Luka will be playing Jalen and Jason. And in case you hadn't heard, I don't know, in the 80s there was this big thing. There was Celtics-Lakers. There's kind of a historic run there and everything. Like, people will watch that. I actually don't think that would be a very good final.
Celtics Lakers?
No, Cleveland.
Lakers. Oh, Cleveland. Lakers. Cleveland Lakers would be terrible.
I don't have a lot of interest.
I think Cleveland
in that.
Would clean the court with
that. Might be one of the worst you could come up with for me.
Now there
because
was
a storyline. I don't think there's a storyline of him going back to Cleveland. I don't think anybody cares.
No one cares.
Nobody cares. It's so long since gone at this point. He went home. He redeemed himself for burning them and going down to Miami. Came back, won them a championship, made them relevant again. They're now really good again. I don't think anybody really cares. And as far as Oklahoma City goes, I heard the boys on Jones and Keefe earlier today outlining a potential route for them to have to travel through the Western Conference. That would be a grind. Like,
oh, yeah, the West is pretty good.
The Celtics could cruise up to the Eastern Conference Finals and then have to duke it out with the Cavs.
Right.
My man Perk.
I still think they can win. The West Conference is woof.
My man Perk. He said the smartest thing in this segment.
What?
I'm not going with Boston and L.A. I'm actually going with the Celtics and Oklahoma City. You have the best starting five in basketball. You have a superstar in Jason Tatum, who's in a big market. And then all of a sudden, you're facing OKC, that dangerous defensive team, along with a guy who's going to be the MVP of the league.
I was amazed listening because I watched this segment yesterday morning, and I was surprised to hear all the panelists. As Stephen A, it was Perk, and it was Shannon Sharpe. They were all basically saying the SGA isn't a popular player, that people wouldn't watch SGA, that he isn't like, he doesn't resonate with the average NBA fan. And so Oklahoma City isn't an enticing team to play in the finals because SGA doesn't, I don't know, capture the imagination of NBA fans.
Doesn't move the needle.
Well, he's not. I don't think he's a superstar yet.
He's
going to win the MVP.
On the court, he is.
Yeah, but like, I always use sort of the generic fan, like not the NBA fan. NBA fans, I think, believe SGA.
He doesn't do Dorito commercials and,
right.
and
he
Nike
hasn't
commercials.
Reached that level yet. You know, grandma has not seen him
he's
on commercials.
He's going to get an MVP before Jason Tatum does.
Yes, he is. And he's a star NBA player, but I don't think he transcends basketball into the
lay
rating,
fan.
The okay. layman out there. Now, this could be his leaping off point. If he goes to the NBA Finals and beats Jason Tatum and the Celtics there to win the regular season MVP, then win an NBA title, yeah. win the Finals MVP, that could be the jumping off point. And I bet you next year he'll be in every freaking commercial you can turn your head and
he's
find.
He's a year away, maybe.
From being a super, superstar.
If OKC isn't in the Finals.
Dan Ball.
I think you guys are discrediting the LeBron argument that you were just making a few moments ago. I think there's a lot of juice behind the fact that LeBron could be ending his career against the team where he started his career, in the place where he started his career. And he is the definition of the celebrity that SGA or Jason Tatum haven't quite got themselves to, because he's the kind of guy that transcends basketball on and off the court. And maybe SGA is capable of that. I don't know, but
great story.
I think there's a lot
That's
more.
That's how I feel about that.
But I think there's a lot more. Just because you hate him, Andy, doesn't mean that everybody isn't going to watch to see how his career
I think,
could
Dan, honestly,
end.
Dan, truth be told, I believe a lot of us see the romantic and poetic finish to this. Like it's kind of like a neat arc to build up to the finals and try to sell it with the promos and the music and
sure,
everything
yeah,
and
no
voiceover
question.
Guy and everything.
He's
but
going
then
home.
But then eventually once it's up, it's gonna be like, oh, this series is not that entertaining.
Right.
You don't think between him and Luka they can't make a series interesting?
That's Cavs in five to me.
I hope so. And I'd be rooting for Donovan Mitchell every night to score 35 mm-hmm. and whoop LeBron's ass. Mm-hmm. I'd hate watch. That's what I'd be doing. I'd be hate watching against LeBron.
I feel like the Lakers,
that work.
But you know, Andy, hey, I mean, Dan, good job for you, buddy. Way to keep, you get your voice in there. That's good. I just think a lot of.
Shut up, Dan.
The Lakers will run out of gas.
I don't
just like
it.
They did against the Celtics,
yes.
against any team.
They don't have the depth, Ted.
They don't.
Oklahoma
they
City
don't.
Can fire 1,000 guys at you.
That's it.
And in Denver, you know, Jokic is indefatigable. The guy just does not. Yeah, and Cleveland has
same
depth.
Thing.
The Celtics
energy,
have depth.
Youth.
Cleveland today. Cleveland.
It's amazing.
At least it's not Detroit.
It is. No, I could
fair,
see.
Fair point.
I really can see the Celtics kind of cruising their way to the conference finals.
Where's the Homer horn when we need it?
What did you think of Scal saying that they need KP to beat the Cavs and OKC?
I don't actually agree with the Cavs. The OKC, I think you need him.
Yes,
I think OKC, and we're being biased here from a Celtics perspective. To me, that's a final that would be fun, and you could sell that because I think you have the best team in the NBA versus the best young team in the NBA,
yeah.
the team that wants to be starting a dynasty with a team that probably thinks if they get one, that'll be the start to their dynasty. I think you can sell SGA is the MVP against Jason Tatum, who annually now is sort of a all-NBA, top five MVP caliber player. You can sell that, and I like the try-hard trying to knock off the defending champ.
I agree.
And even from afar, I think I would like
it. It reminds you of the Celtics teams from 3-4 years ago.
Absolutely.
Same thing.
And I'd also like to start a rivalry. I think that would be fun if you say, we might have OKC Celtics yep. in four of the next six NBA yep. finals or whatever. You know,
yeah, let's go. 3D. Let's go. Hey, also borrowing from the midday, I thought this was a good question. They did on their Would You Rather Wednesday, Ted. I'm not sure if you heard, but this is a fun one. Would you rather have healthy for the playoff run, Porzingis or Horford and Holiday? What's more integral to the Celtics being able to run it back and repeat? Toss that one around, boys.
It feels like Horford and Jrue. You need those two guys.
Yeah.
I just feel like that. Those are two big. I think
Holiday was really good in the conference and especially the NBA finals last year.
But he hasn't been good this year.
But he's getting better. I think he took the canvas off the car. He's dusting it off. He's going to pull it out of the garage. Like, I think old Mallet Finger's getting ready to make a run.
Okay.
We're giving him the veteran benefit of the doubt that when the rubber hits the road in the postseason, he's going to be the Drew Holiday we love.
And Al's been playing really good.
So you're guaranteeing me Porzingis healthy for the whole run. He's out there every game, can start every game for the postseason. Give me Porzingis.
Okay.
Because I think Porzingis.
And then you have, of course, you have off the bench, you have Peyton Pritchard.
Right.
To replace Drew Holiday.
Right. Yeah, no, because I think if Porzingis is truly healthy, he's at his full best for a postseason run, he could win an MVP, like an Eastern Conference MVP, an NBA Finals MVP. Remember last year there were spurts early that, was it game one against the Mavs? He dominated.
Oh, yeah.
He was the best player on the floor, and Brown and Tatum was out there, and Irving was out there, and Luka was out there, but Porzingis was the guy setting the tone, and if he can do that over the course of a full postseason run, give me Porzingis.
Okay, all right.
I think that would be fun. That was a good question.
It was.
Glad you stole it. 617-779-7937.
Co-opted, maybe.
So I was looking through a box in a closet at my house today, and I found an old paper. Patriots Football Weekly from 2003. Two of the three members of this program were in that newspaper, that very issue from March of 2003. We're going to talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Back here on WEEI Afternoons, We have a listener that may be listening on the Odyssey app because they're a little bit delayed and they texted in, but they're calling out Ted Johnson. Ted's three-point stance was 96 seconds. That is not true. And if it is true, I blame the producers because they put us on a clock and we played to the clock.
He did have some sound.
Yep.
So,
and I did too, by the way, and mine went over a minute, so I just want to own up to the fact, but I'll fess to it. I used a relevant audio clip of David Andrews that was freshly released, and I thought it pertinent to the conversation.
And let's just put this out here now. It's always at Dan and I's discretion.
Absolutely.
But text the texter back and tell him I will effort to do better. Unless he's listening now, text
I thought you were going to say, I will F them up.
Andy, here's a thing. Wow. Yeah, Ted will meet you in the park.
Right, on the heels of Scal, I was like, wow, Ted's taking this challenge seriously.
There's a lot of people that are just catching up to recent Boston sports news via the Odyssey app. Andy, there's a texter right out here, the 403. Tom Brady left the Patriots?
Yeah, it doesn't work out well for you either.
Yeah,
don't keep following the team. It's not going to go well for a while.
Take a break for like 5 years.
Take a five-year vacation and then come back.
Take a short five-year hiatus.
So speaking of things that are a little bit old, I was looking through a box for something, found an old Patriots Football Weekly, Ted Johnson.
Those were some of my favorite periodicals to read.
March 2003. And we used to call these pulse stories, news stories from the team. And if anybody doesn't know, I worked for Patriots Football Weekly, Patriots.com, for like 15, 18 years, whatever the hell it was.
Oh, really?
Such a great story.
Shut it, John.
I used to live in New York City.
Yes, it is.
I just wanted to ask Ted before you get into this. Ted, as a player, are you paying attention to stuff like this?
I like to read that stuff. I did.
As you were playing?
As I was playing. But I was a big sports talk radio guy. I consumed all of it, yes.
Okay. See?
I wanted to know what they were saying about me.
Are you in the majority or the minority of your teammates in that way?
I'd say I was probably in the – I'd say there's a – I'd say there's a slight majority.
And
I'd say most guys, at least the sports talk, most guys would have it on.
Yes.
I think it's become less and less because there's so many other ways to get information.
Right.
Where back then you had Patriots Football Weekly and the radio,
right,
and that was it. So I think
it's all we needed too. By the way,
it was
a better time.
Yeah.
Now you're right. Now
there's only
they
one
get
sports
it
station too. I prefer it that way.
Yeah, me too. They now they get it through Twitter. So they don't have to read Patriots
Football
Weekly, whatever.
They have their own,
whatever,
socials, right.
Right. They get it through Twitter. They know what's going on. They know who's saying what about them. Yep. It makes their – some of the guys search their names and their ads and they're take it a little too far.
Did you ever find, like, if somebody wrote a piece about a game or an effort or maybe a contract, it was a shorter guy? Some people called him, like, a little angry mite.
No, I don't think I ever had a problem with Ted. There was a few. Adrian Clem wanted to stuff me in a locker one day.
Did he really?
Yeah. Because I wrote, he took his annual spot on IR, and he took offense to that. Even though the truth is never mean, he would go on IR every year.
Well, you're just pointing out the obvious should not be something.
And he was like, what do you mean by that? And I was like, what do you mean? What do I mean by that? You go on IR every year, and this was same time again, you went on IR. And he was like offended. I think he wanted to cry more than hit me, actually, in a weird way. It was kind of sad. Anyway, so Ted, the story, Patriots restructures fit cap well, is the headline. And I read down here, and Ted Johnson and Willie McGinnis were reconfiguring their deals a little bit here.
Oh.
Not only is Ted Johnson quoted, Jack Mills is quoted in here.
That's my guy.
Your agent. Here's what Ted Johnson had to say. The way it's constructed, we shouldn't have to go back to the drawing board every year. I'm happy with it. Were you really happy with
it? Not really. But
Bill Belichick has done it again.
Thank you, Bill.
Do you care if I read the numbers?
Go ahead, buddy.
I mean,
it's out there.
Okay.
I mean,
it was out there at one point. The linebacker will enter his ninth year, was slated to count $6.8 million against the cap.
Oof.
Had that number sliced in half, he received a $1.4 million signing bonus as part of the restructure, a three-year deal that could earn him as much as $6 million in incentives.
Mm.
So you did okay with the restructure.
Sure.
And Jack said you didn't want to leave
your
living situation.
If you saw what I was making before the restructure,
I would love
Teddy got screwed. He deserved way more.
So I gave money away, and you said I did good on the restructure.
Well, but you got some cash out of it, right?
Sure.
It says right here, $1.4 million signing bonus.
Yeah.
What'd you do with that? You buying lunch today? Dinner?
Let's just say the contract was not as much as what it was scheduled to make. I gave money back, buddy, okay? So
no, I get it.
Okay.
I'm just
unreal.
Just busting.
Look at the color of that, by the way. You know what?
It didn't age well.
I gotta say though, to be honest, going back to what you were saying, Ted, about like pre-Twitter, pre-TikTok, pre-IG, pre-500 sports and cable news channels. You just had like local papers. You had a sports radio station. Yep. You had to stay up till 11 o'clock to get either, you know, Bob Lobel or even Gil Santos when he was on 56, 10 o'clock, of course, the local sports guy. I kind of miss that. It's like that's how Barstool Sports began. I used to love picking these up when I'd come home off.
It's the best there is.
Take the bus back from New York City, whatever, go around, pick up the local papers and read them all weekend long. It's the best.
My favorite thing about the I loved the weekly previews of when they run, what they we have to do to stop them. When we run, what they have to do.
Were you mocking us?
No, I loved it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you basically said every time when the opponent needed to run the ball, the key was Ted Johnson stopping the run. Basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, you're the middle linebacker. You're the big thumper in the middle, right? Stun and shed and everything, the whole thing. Elsewhere in this story, which I found funny because you were in it, and then remember when I took the boys over to BC and Dan and Brian and Stiz sort of did the combine, did some drills, ran around, did some things? Well, I did a similar thing for the paper back in the day for a feature leading up to the combine, and then I read here, mock numbers for Andy Hart, bench press, 225, 25 times.
Here we go.
Okay.
Who wrote that?
So wait
God
a minute.
Andy Hart. Sakes.
So you can do more bench pressing 225 now than you did then?
No. Now it's like 16.
I thought I heard you say 31 or something.
No, that was in college. This was post-college. Yeah. I lost a few.
Man, these numbers are really moving around, Ted.
Well, and
talk about the definition of fuzzy math, right?
Well, and in full, because show you I'm honest. Okay, so the bench press looks good. You know what I ran the 40 in?
Short arms.
And short legs, apparently. You know what I ran the 40 in?
5.31.
I wish.
What?
5.5, apparently.
Wow.
You just
Pokey Reese. Holy smokes.
Fell down a couple times, tied your shoe.
That's humbling right there. And you know who did it with me? Who literally put me through all the tests out in the old bubble?
Is it Perillo?
No. Josh McDaniels and Nick Caserio. They were still lower-level assistants at the time.
Hey, Nick, can you pick up the names that Andy just dropped?
Oh, shut up. I'm telling a story.
There's stuff dropping all over the studio floor here. My God.
You know how embarrassed I must have been when, I don't know who actually did the 40, looked down and said 5.5? I need to do my pro day to shave two tenths of a second off that. At least get it down to 5.3 like Ted did, right?
What are you running? What are you, Rich Eisen?
I don't know. When did I get so slow?
You know, and I'd get probably, they had stopwatches, so it's really a... It's really a 5.68, right? Because you're taking.
Couldn't it go the other way?
No.
It could go the other way. It was really a 4.68, and I don't know. They were really slow with their. So that was a little humbling for both of us, Ted. I had a slow 40, and they took your money. All right here in Patriots Football Weekly from 20 years ago.
Bastards.
Yes,
good
Dan.
Times.
I'm going to follow up on my email to Jordan and see if we can get some of that money back.
Please, would you?
Yeah.
That'd be good.
I'll let you know what she says.
Yeah, sign an NIL deal with North Carolina. Maybe
I wish I could. I wish I could go back and get some of that cheddar.
Those
days are behind me, man.
Yeah, I hear you. 617-779-7937. Top of the 5 o'clock hour. Ted Johnson, I need you to chime in on the Boston Red Sox. We're talking strengths. We're talking weaknesses. Yep. We're talking 1 week away from the regular season. Two things I'm going to ask you when we get back here, Ted. Biggest strength of the Boston Red Sox heading into the new season and biggest question mark. Okay. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.